We actually have a quarterback that can throw it 25 yards. That's the
Ooh,
real,
yeah. So we might, that
that's the
helps.
difference, you
Right. So
know?
we're either going to be better or worse.
I think we're gonna be better.
Look, there's a big window for this team.
We're either going to be better or worse.
Yeah,
I just got that.
Welcome. Thank you. That's your great insights.
Yes.
I mean,
that's what they tune in for.
I know. It's like, hey, so the Saints can either be 6-11 or 12-5.
We brought in Mike Dettillier, famous gas station owner and Saints pundit. Well, let me tell you, Bobby, we're going to be better. We're going to be worse.
But I could tell you
Hold
this.
Hold on. Let's have another commercial
from the
trash
Silver Slipper Casino.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in 6 minutes to say something else completely fucking
seconds.
Obvious. Yeah.
We bringing on Big John from the Silver Slipper. What you got,
Yay.
Boys? This week?
Well, this week, Bobby, you come on down to the Silver Slipper. We got all you can eat crab legs for the low, low price of $45.99. Oh, I'm sorry. Your child is over 6 years old. Don't fucking matter. They're $45.99 as well, because at the Silver Slipper, we don't give a fuck. You drove your ass over here to Bay St. Louis. You ain't going to turn around when you get to the counter and realize that your three-year-old is going to be charged $45.99 for crab legs as well. That shit happened to me on my birthday, dude.
Cried to my daddy on the telephone. The shadow still remains since your descent, your descent.
All right. What's up, Houdat Nation? And thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast United Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a zero, but I'm back to the vodka and squirts. I got a blueberry squirt going tonight. We're trying a new thing with the music to make it easy for editing. Dave, you'll enjoy that, Gun.
Thank you.
I don't know.
That's why I was dancing. This just got easy.
All right. So we are recording tonight because the 2021 NFL schedule was released earlier today. And I think the Saints are going to play not three, not four, but five games in prime time. So suddenly we get more primetime games now that Drew Brees is no longer on the team. Or I think we had like five last year or something like that. Probably be a little bit more about the schedule. Let's get into it. Put your seatbelts on. Keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Yeah, I'm going to stick to the schedule tonight, but I'll go with a five. I'll go with a nice, healthy number. I'm not, you know, the super number I was at the end of the draft, which I'm going to be obviously, you know, dealing with for a while. But so yeah, I'm doing all right. I had a little wine with dinner, and now I got a little cocktail. So a nice steady five for some actual news, which after tonight, we're not going to get till, I mean, look, there's rookie mini camps coming up relatively soon.
Oh yeah. We can have a whole bunch of overanalyze this episodes.
Oh, we will.
Overhype for no reason episodes.
Which, I mean, this is kind of overanalyzing the overhyping, but at least it's in terms of planning our schedule and potential road trip. I like it.
Yeah. All right, Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I am at a zero right now. It's been a LFD, so long fucking day, Jeff. Oh.
I thought you were talking about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s LMD.
No, LFD.
I'm sure if he had a robot service in him, I'm sure he'd be
that
okay.
That would be nice. Yeah, it'd be good. But it's just been a long day and just hadn't had a chance to get any beverages. Glad to hear you're with the blueberry squirt. You know how I feel about blueberries. So.
You do like blueberries. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All you state fans know what we're talking about. All right. And then also joining us from Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, it is he himself, Billy Gunn. Welcome to the show. What's your number?
What's up, man? I'm a zero, living that California sober lifestyle.
You're a Broncos fan sometimes.
I'm a Broncos fan sometimes.
soon to be maybe legal in Louisiana. Maybe.
I believe it.
I mean, it passed the House.
If we all pray. We all right. pray a lot.
It did.
Right.
Me and Jeff, we're going to have to
pass committee.
Me and Jeff are going to go into business together.
We're going to apply for a business license.
Yes. I mean, there's got to be some kind of good name y'all can whip up, right?
Yeah. What would you name a dispensary type of business?
Don't Patrol Dispensary.
I mean, I like that. I mean, explore your head. Our tagline: explore your headspace. The dome, you know, because your head's a dome.
The DPD.
That sounds somehow not good.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as much.
That's the third most searched term on YouPorn right now. Yeah. DPD.
You could get a lot of people saying, hey, I'm looking for this. Oh, but what's, oh, this is legal now? Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to check out. Y'all got anything laced with DPD?
Yeah, you down with DPD?
I'm going to get, I'm going to get my CBD at the DPD.
Oh, the goodness. THC.
Yeah, you know the me. DPD.
But now, so that's the thing. Like, you get your dispensary, but now you got to come up with your strains. You could do your Ricky Jackson strain. You could do do your Willie Rove strain. You could do your Marcus Colston your strain.
All right, we'll get to the schedule in a little while.
Oh my god!
You got to
have Ricky
alpaca,
Williams.
You got to have alpaca shit.
Oh, too. Ricky Williams is going to be your best seller.
You will trade all your draft for this jar of weed.
Yeah, the Ricky is going to be one you smoke. It's yeah. But your Willie might be a gummy. Yeah. Your Willie is more of a cerebral high, I think.
What's your Joe Horn?
We can't put that next to the Willie Rove. Oh. Can't put the Joe Horn.
When you smoke the Joe Horn, you want to call somebody.
ooh. Who's the I can't think of his name. Who's the one with the Junior Gillette, the belt whipping?
Oh no, we won't sell that.
That's too harsh.
What's being sold on the street right now.
Yeah, that's swag. That's another drug that's entirely. Swag.
If you take the Albert Connell strain, you might be willing to steal something.
What does the Darren Sharper make you do?
The Darren Sharper.
That's probably alcohol.
That's called cocaine.
Yes. Roofies.
They sell that at the same place they sell the Cosby's.
They don't sell that at the DPD.
The Cam Crawley will get you burnt for the
Oh no, that's the Jason David.
So the best strain is going to be the Rob Ryan strain. You just let people do whatever the fuck they want to you.
Oh god. So what's the strain that's going to make you laugh the most? That's the Fred McAfee. I met Fred McAfee, and the guy doesn't stop cracking jokes. He's just a funny guy. Yeah,
the one that makes you laugh. Danny Werfel.
I didn't laugh.
That's the holy strain.
I never laughed when I watched Danny Werfel. Like
to laugh knowing like, yeah, we're screwed.
we could lace it with Vicodin, call it the Sean Payton.
I was gonna say the Joe Vitt.
Oh, the Joe Vitt. You got to put some Viagra in there on the Peyton and the Vit. You know they're taking that Viagra too.
Get one that sparkles like diamonds and name it the Drew Brees.
I feel like the Ricky Williams would be the best strain. Like the best strain should be the Ricky Williams.
Yeah, because that's, he actually knows what the hell he's doing.
Right.
We're just gonna hire him.
All gonna things security. Stoner.
He's gonna be our consultant.
Yeah.
All things stoner, Ricky Williams.
No, what we do, right? We're gonna have like for the grand opening, we'll have Ricky Williams. You know, like you have like a book reading for an author, and then they come in and they answer questions about the book. So we'll have like Ricky Williams come in and be an expert connoisseur,
like a wine tasting.
He'll
smoke our strain of Ricky Williams.
Sommelier.
He'll be our sommelier, our VDA,
our smoke-a. I don't know.
Right. He'll teach classes on etiquette.
TH Sillier.
Stay the cheap on the left hand side.
Gosh. I don't know. I thought we were talking about the schedule. What happened here?
What's sad is like nobody's under the influence either.
Right?
Oh.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, right.
I might be.
Classic gun.
Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you that I'm not.
Well, then your number is a 0.42.
It's a 0.42.
Yeah.
But I don't know. With the new number system, you could change it.
Mm. Oh, you can claim whatever number you want now, right?
Exactly.
Whoa, shit. It's mind-blowing.
All right. New number system?
Yeah. Wait, am I just stoned? Like, I don't get that. What the fuck is the number
players,
system?
Players can pick their jersey.
Oh, that numbers. One. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you are definitely stoned.
The answer is yes. Dude, I was confounded. Confounded. I was like, did something change to the fucking Dome Patrol checkpoint system?
Or is the answer to everything not 42 anymore?
No, right? Right.
For the sequel to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. All right.
Holy mackerel.
Whew. Let's talk about the schedule then.
Let's do that.
So Green Bay is our first game. Let's just run through the games in order. We'll start with Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers will be playing against his former team, is what I heard.
Yes. Possibly.
Maybe. This one's in New Orleans. It is a 3:30 start. I'm not going to do 325 shit. It's 3:30 start. Yeah.
But it's central time.
All times are set. We're doing all time central because that's where the Saints live.
As of now, it's Sunday the 12th. It's the number one game, the Joe Buck Troy Aikman game, I would assume.
America's game of the week.
Right. But what's interesting is they also have the Denver also plays at 3:30. Now that's on CBS, but if Rodgers does get traded, Denver is one of the options. But considering that the cap hit that Green Bay is going to take by training Rodgers, I think it's like 37 million. It's a big number that they would take in terms of a hit if they trade him. So that's why I don't believe he's going to be traded. I believe this will be Rodgers coming in with Green Bay.
Do you think Rodgers, all right, let's say that happens and all that. Is this going to, I like the fact that we're playing them early in the season. While any kind of animosity could still be fresh. And really, if we go back to historically the NFL, because of the way preseason works and nobody's fucking prepared in week one. It's still a preseason experience.
And we only have three preseason games.
Or is that just the Saints?
No, it's everybody. It's everybody.
The NFLPA, especially pushing for not doing as much in the offseason. And then you saw that guy for the Broncos tear his Achilles working off site. And technically the Broncos don't have to pay him because he wasn't at their facility.
Yeah.
The last season, what we saw with no preseason that was interesting was that the over in week one went 14-2. It was like the defenses weren't prepared.
Okay. That's what I think too. I think that makes a lot of sense.
That fits the Saints to a T. Our defense is never prepared week one.
Yeah. Right. One thing I didn't realize, go ahead.
They signed Blake Bortles today as well.
Yes. One thing I didn't realize is like when you think about Sean Payton against the Packers, what do you think, unless you know, are his overall record against the Packers is?
I don't think it's very good.
Actually, I honestly think we're maybe like a game above 500.
Yes, we are 4-3, I think, four and three or something like that, maybe 4-2. But yes, we are above 500 against them. I did not feel like that until I saw that number, and I'm like, holy shit, I thought we were like 2-4. Against him. It just doesn't feel like we've beaten them in a while.
I think that I've got this game as a loss on the schedule. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be there, and I think we lose. And with the line opening at 1.5, Saints minus 1.5, and it moved to Saints minus 2. Dude, Packers plus 2 is,
yeah,
they're going to win outright. I think they're going outright.
I would 100% take that because I do believe Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback right then. And if Rodgers comes in with Green Bay, they're definitely going to beat us. I don't anticipate winning that game.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that he's going to be there. And I'm not even saying he's going to be with another team. Like, I think he would sit out if he wanted to. Like, he doesn't need to play. He doesn't necessarily need the money.
He doesn't, I know he's got a lot of money, but you really think he's going to give up what, $30 million? Like, that's a lot of money.
I don't know.
And let's say he does, Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love beats us.
I think if it's Jordan Love, I take the Saints all day.
I think that's why they're bringing in Bortles, because they don't think Love is ready. And they're actually, their general manager said he has a lot of development.
Well, then please give me Blake Bortles. I would hammer the Saints even more.
You know, Aaron Rodgers hasn't talked to his family in like 20 years. You know, he holds a grudge. He'll dig in if he has to and not play.
Now, it would be great if he, like, you remember, like, back in the day, like, Emmitt Smith held out and missed, like, the first two games, and then they signed him. Now, granted, this isn't a contract dispute, but if Aaron Rodgers decided to, like, hold out for 2 weeks and then Green Bay went 0-2, and then they're like, okay, yeah, we'll fire our GM and he comes back, that would be fantastic.
Could happen.
I mean, I don't know. I do think Rodgers is going to be QB. Unfortunately, I think Rodgers is going to be the QB week one. And I think, like Gunn said,
I think we lose. Okay, so he comes back. Do you see?
We usually lose week one anyway. I'd rather lose to a team.
The past couple?
We haven't the past couple of
won.
Years. Okay. We've actually won.
We beat the Super Bowl champions in week one last year.
We usually start like 2-2 or 3-1 or something.
Do you think he would play bad on purpose just to?
No.
No. I think if he's, I think if he plays, he's playing to win. And yeah, I think we're 0-1.
Nope. Thank you.
Was that on a delay?
Oh, yeah. He just hit it late.
I had to find it. I got that one.
No Fred Norris. He's no Fred Norris over there.
I think we win the first game, to be honest.
Now, the one thing that's going to be interesting, we'll see what LaToya says, but we're definitely going to have a lot of fans, whether it's 100% full. I don't know. But
I really do think it's going to be 100% full. I think it's going to, like, we're getting to this point where COVID is like, there's no way even she could stop a filled.
But no, but really? She can. She did it last season. But she can. Unfortunately,
yeah,
she
but
can.
Last season she had reason.
Well, but here's the potential reason now. There's a lot of people that don't want to get the vaccine. Like if you could sit here and say, hey, we're 60% vaccinated, at least she can actually point to, not that she points to data a lot because she doesn't, but if we were like 60, 65% vaccinated, she could say, well, look, this is our number. We're going to let them in. We may still have to wear a mask inside, which I'm fine with. But I just want I want people in the building, and I'm like, I'm vaccinated, I'm ready to go.
I don't think it'll be 100%. I say maybe
75. It's got to be at least 75.
I would say maybe 75.
But again, some of that comes to, like, is she going to say, well, until enough of the city gets vaccinated, she could do whatever. Unfortunately, she can do whatever she wants.
But yeah, and you got to think too. There's people that travel from outside the city to come to the game.
Okay, yeah, but she doesn't give a. That's the problem. When looking at LaToya, she's irrational. She doesn't make.
She's not worried about money. She's not worried about business. She's not worried about common sense. I mean, common sense to say if the death rate is at such a level, like, and I think at some point the money train of the NFL will not be stopped, and they're going to find a way for these stadiums to be 100%. You know. Is it week one? I don't know. Well, but
wasn't there talk at some point about going to LSU, going to Baton Rouge and playing?
They talked about that last year.
That was
year,
last year. That ain't going to happen. Yeah, that ain't going to happen this year.
That's enough about Green Bay. Let's talk about the next game, week number two. We are going to Carolina, where there probably will be a full stadium. That one is also, that's a Sunday at noon.
I'm all about. I wish we had more noon games. That's the one thing I have to complain about the schedule. I love noon.
Well, last year, old guy, I love noon games. There was a lot of non-noon games.
Yeah. But so, the good thing is we get an early Sam Darnold, who's maybe still trying to figure things out.
I mean, you say that there's ten noon games this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like more of them are on the road than at home. As a season ticket holder, I don't like the fact that I have a lot of night games to go to, and I'm not thrilled with that.
All right, so Carolina.
Four at home.
Yeah, Carolina.
Better noon.
Early Sam Darnold.
Right. I mean, we should have the advantage with an early Sam. You know, the jury's still out on Sam Darnold, and he's only going to have one game under his belt. I like our chances. And that is the one thing, like, you look at the early part of the schedule, we're not going to, you know, but like, if you look at Carolina, then at New England, then at home against the Giants, you know, you get Sam Darnold in New England, you get either a broken Cam Newton or a rookie Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I like our
chances.
That's
a win, too. That's a
win
as well.
And then the Giants, you get Daniel Jones. Now, I would say it's easy, but again, in the past, the Saints have proven to make young, inexperienced quarterbacks look good.
Yeah,
so
that's
kind of an issue, too.
And didn't the Giants start to almost put something together at the end of last season? Didn't they not suck as bad?
The NFC East, as bad as it was, and a couple teams in the NFC East started to put something together at the end of the year, but that was Washington football team in Philly.
Okay.
And the Giants, no, I mean, I think Giants.
I mean, they
remember now, Saquon coming back?
Yes, he is. Yeah, so they, right, they didn't have him for the whole year last year.
Right.
So there is a little
bit of something
to
consider.
But I still don't.
We'll beat them because we have the best run defense, and we just really improved our defensive line with the number one draft pick.
Well, I also am not a believer in Daniel Jones. Yeah, Daniel Jones. Yeah.
So I mean, looking at the first five games before you go into your bye, you're looking probably at worst 4-1.
Washington, as much as I don't respect Washington,
they have a good defense.
They do have a good defense.
They're dangerous.
And who's going to be? Is it going to be Fitzmagic?
It's going to be Heineken or Fitzmagic.
Heineke? Right. Like Washington's a little frisky.
So whether it's Washington or the.
I think we're going to beat
Green Bay. I could see us losing to Washington, so that's my 4-1 right there.
I'm with Scott at 4-1, but I get there a different way.
We're
going to lose to Green Bay, but I think we beat Washington. But honestly, that could be a loss too. So we I think 4-1, 3-2.
Now,
are
you counting? Right. Are you?
I think 3-2 is possible.
Wait,
I love the fact that we're doing schedule predictions already.
So you're going 4-1, which tells me that you do believe Jameis is going to be.
I didn't say Jameis was going to be the quarterback.
Drew Brees.
I didn't say.
Jameis come on. Taysom Hill ain't leading us to 4-1. He's not.
I didn't say Taysom Hill was going to be the quarterback.
Who's going to be the quarterback?
Oh no.
Ian Book is going to lead us.
Ian Book was going to be the quarterback.
It's going to be Deshaun Watson.
Aaron Rodgers.
Jesus.
If Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback, we'll be 5-0.
If Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback, that's why he would beat Green Bay in Scott's world.
It's a mathematical impossibility for us to sign Aaron Rodgers or trade for Aaron Rodgers. It's not even
without throwing Michael Thomas the other way, at least.
All right. So
I still don't think it is.
So the first five games, I could see 4-1 if Jameis is what we hope he is. I think defense will be fine. Offense, it's all comes down to how well the line protects Jameis and what kind of decision he makes. All those games. Yeah. Besides that 3:30 game, Jason, you get all four noon games after that.
And you know what? Three of them are on the road. I wish three of them were at home.
Three in the road. Right. And they are on the road. You got Carolina, New England, and Washington. So it's all East Coast kind of, I would say Northeast, but Carolina might argue.
No. Washington's, I mean, not Northeast. I mean, New England's the only Northeast, but look, theoretically.
The Giants are Northeast.
Yeah, but they're here.
Northeast.
But they're here.
But they're home. Yeah. But the good news is, I mean, we're going against, I mean, look, you may get Fitzmagic for Washington, but you're going against young, relatively inexperienced quarterbacks or a broken down Cam Newton.
Yeah.
The potential is here. Like if the Saints want to have a successful season, I think 3-2 is a minimum, and if possible, 4-1.
Now, maybe we won't get Richard Sherman, so maybe it is a Debo.
Hopefully, we don't get
Richard Sherman. Lattimore. Like they could just eat.
But Lattimore's going to miss probably the first two games. Lattimore's definitely going to miss games.
Damn. Can we? I wish we could pick which games he'd miss.
It's going to be the first few.
It's the Giants, and
he's definitely going to miss games. They're not going to not suspend him.
Has he been convicted?
No, nothing's happened. But it doesn't matter.
In the NFL, you don't have to, right?
It's fucking Goodell. Yeah, remember, it's Goodell.
It's Goodell.
Yeah, but he didn't actually.
Doesn't matter.
He didn't actually hit anybody or abuse anybody. He just had a loaded gun.
Doesn't matter.
Wasn't a crime of violence. That's a good point, but
doesn't matter. Still had a gun.
Since when is that illegal?
The
gun being stolen.
It was an illegal gun. Yeah,
the gun was stolen.
And another thing that pisses me off, and another reason don't trust the NFL, we get another early bye week. Like, our bye week is in week six again. Why can't our bye week be in, like, week 10?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like so many times we get the bye week in either week 5, 6, or 7. We always get the early bye week, and then we're stuck.
I mean, I like
– especially also, with an extra game.
If they're going to do the 17-game season, they should have 2 bye weeks.
100% they should. This is stupid. I agree 100%.
And it serves – they'll make more money doing that.
Right. It gives them an extra week of TV money.
Extra week of TV money.
I don't – I really do not understand the
Who
logic.
Who are the ad wizards that came up with that one? All right, coming out of the bye, we are heading to the West Coast for what I believe is our only trip to the West this year.
You are correct. Look at you being correct.
So, this one's in Seattle.
But we do go to no, that's at home. Damn.
Playing against the Saints' future quarterback,
Russell Aaron Rodgers Wilson. Is going to be in Seattle. Oh,
no, okay. Russell Wilson.
And remember, and this
we're going to have all of them.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going to
have the
Sean
Watson, Russell Wilson,
Wilson. Yes, Rodgers, that's true.
So, like, how about this bullshit? Like,
this
we
is
have our
Monday
like,
night.
We have our bye week. And then after the bye week, when we already have our rest, we actually get to go against Monday. So then we're on a short week the following week against the fucking Super Bowl champs. Like, how does it make sense to go after your bye week when you already get a break? You should play the earliest game possible, either Thursday or Sunday at noon, and we have fucking Monday night after our bye week. That doesn't make sense.
That's part of the That part of the schedule's broken because every team, and we've talked about that before, every team who has to play that Thursday night, when you have to play that Thursday night, you should have the bye. Why don't they bake a bye weekend there?
Tinfoil agenda. Remember?
And then we always have a short week before one of our biggest, most important games of the year.
Oh, it only happens to be the Super Bowl champs.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I think we lose to Seattle. And I think that we come and we lose, and this sucks because it'll be at home, but I think we lose to Tampa that first game. I think we're going to split with Tampa.
I actually think we beat Seattle, but we lose to Tampa in the dome.
I could see us beating Seattle.
I don't think Seattle, like, I know Russell Wilson's good. I think Seattle is not. Seattle still doesn't have an offensive line. I don't think a lot of the players like their coach right now. I think Seattle is very combustible.
Now, keep in mind, injuries are going to affect everybody. So there's also the possibility that we beat Tampa Bay just simply because Tom Brady might get hurt, or
he finally got old.
Gronk might get hurt, or yeah, I mean, if they're bringing in all these old school used to bees, they might not last a full season.
Those were a dance theme for the old New Orleans Hornets, the used to bees.
That's why I think we beat. That's why I think we beat Tampa in Week 15.
Right.
I think it sucks that they put a 325 game on Halloween. So, like,
oh, I just realized that that's Sunday, Halloween night or day.
Yeah. No, 325. So, when that game's ending, or you know, right in the middle of that
6:30, we got to go trick or treating,
right in the middle of that game. If you got kids,
oh, good thing my kids are grown up.
Voodoo Fest,
dude. But think about the Halloween parties,
think about the Halloween costumes in the dome.
That's why they did that,
yeah, because none of them dress up regularly anyway.
Now you have more, and New Orleans.
There'll be a couple more. Two more people will do it.
Think about which fan base has costumes, and it's going to be New Orleans. That they're doing that on purpose.
But it's just going to suck that it's right during trick or treat time.
Now, is this the game of the week as well? Is this the Aikman Buck?
They make those decisions later on, typically in the year.
All right. So after the Halloween game against Tampa, we stay in New Orleans. And this one's our first game against the Falcons. It's a noon game, so Jason will be happy. And this is also our first November game. And aren't the Saints undefeated in November or something? Like, Sean Payton never loses in November, or what is it?
I don't know, but I feel like we're going to split with Atlanta, and I feel like we're going to split with Tampa.
See, I disagree. I think we're going to clean up Atlanta. I think we're going to
sweep Atlanta.
They're not there yet.
They're not there yet. It's going to take Fontenot a few years to get that organization straightened out.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, this is a home game, but it is a home game. I'm thinking the one in Atlanta is going to be a home game. All right. So After Atlanta is, so wait, what are we at right now? That's 5, 6, 7. That's 8 games. So after the first 8 games, so would we, most of us had 4-1. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then
6. I have a 6-2.
I got a 6-2 as well. Gunn, you've got us like 5-3.
I've got us 4-1 going into the bye, and then I've got us losing 4 straight coming out of it.
Shit. Ooh.
So I think following a loss to the Titans the next week, I feel like we're 4-5.
See, I mean, because it's Jameis and it's not Drew, there is no way to know.
No, there's no way. This is all just.
But
yeah, I also believe that, like, Sean Payton doesn't lose 4 in a row. Like, Sean Payton doesn't do that. He will get this team in order, even if he's got to, like, bring Drew into the locker room after the before the Falcons game and be like, "Look, guys."
Well, remember, I feel like we're gonna
maybe they drafted Ian Book, who's the same height and has a birthmark on his face, so they can sneak Drew Brees into a game like sometime in the middle of the season.
If Ian Book wears number 9, I swear to God. Nobody's wearing number
9 again. But put Drew Brees in Ian Book's number and send him out on the field. Nobody will be able to tell the difference.
We can't give anybody Brees' number. Nobody's ever getting number 9.
I'm just saying, whatever number Book has, put Brees
in that number
and send him out on the field. You won't be able to tell the difference. Height's the same, birthmark on the face,
except he hasn't been working out and he's done. Just let it go.
I don't think Book's hair plugs are as good as Drew's,
but he'll definitely have the helmet on. He'll have the helmet on. You won't be able to tell. They could put a visor on it. You won't be able to tell.
All right. So what game are we on right now?
We are on our road trip game.
Oh, excellent. So I looked it up. It's 7.5 hour drive from my house. Are we planning on driving, flying?
So this whatever? Is Sunday, the 14th of Tennessee. I would drive, not fly. I don't think it's necessary.
I guess the only issue is like I'm driving from here. Y'all are driving from a little up north. It doesn't make sense.
We'll meet in Huntsville or something.
Yeah, we'll swing through Alexandria and pick them up.
No, it's a different direction.
We'll take a detour. We'll go.
I was looking at it. It goes through Birmingham.
We met up in Birmingham or something.
Yeah, we can meet in Birmingham. Yeah, I can leave your car at like a Home Depot or some shit.
Right, well, we don't need to plan this on the podcast for the listeners, okay? Nobody wants to hear this.
But anyway, Nashville, I'm all aboard Nashville. I wanted to go a few years ago and I didn't get to make it, but I'm all aboard.
That's all aboard. Maybe should we take a train?
Ooh.
I would do that.
I would. I've never been on a
train.
I've been on a Disney train, not a donkey train.
Murder on the Donkey Express.
I would totally do a train, although I don't know how long that would take.
Also, yeah,
it might take 4 days.
Right. We missed the game.
Wait, what? What happened?
We'll just leave on like Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the most primitive form of mass
transportation
in our country works.
but the least efficient as far as time is concerned.
I do like the fact it's in November. The weather should be cool. I don't know about snow, but it should be very comfortable in terms of an outdoor stadium. But I'm excited for Tennessee.
I'm not convinced that we win this game either. Like, this is not a gimme.
I definitely.
It's a loss. It's a loss.
Really?
We don't usually play well against AFC teams, to be honest.
In the grass. Outside.
The Saints have been a pretty good. The Saints have been a pretty good road team.
Also, lately. I'm sorry. I'm throwing all. You have to throw all that out the window because this is not your dad's Saints team. Because it's not your grandpa's.
You know? We actually have a quarterback that can throw at 25 yards. That helps. That's the difference,
right? You know? So we're either going to be better or worse.
I think we're going to be better.
Look, there's a big window for this team.
We're either going to be better or worse.
Yeah, I just got that.
Welcome. Thank you. That's your great insights.
Yes. They tune in for the.
Well, I know. It's like, hey, so the Saints can either be 6-11 or 12-5.
We brought in Mike Dettillier, famous gas station owner and Saints pundit. Well, let me tell you, Bobby, we're going to be better. We're going to be worse.
But I could tell you
Hold
this.
Hold on. Let's have another commercial
from the Silver Slipper Casino.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in 6 minutes to say something else completely fucking seconds. Obvious. Yeah.
We bringing on Big John from the Silvica Slipper. What you got, boys?
Well, this week, Bobby, you come on down to the Silva Slipper. We got all you can eat crab legs for the low, low price of $45.99. Oh, I'm sorry. Your child is over 6 years old? Don't fucking matter. They're $45.99 as well, because at the Silva Slipper, we don't give a fuck. You drove your ass over here to Bay St. Louis. You ain't going to turn around when you get to the counter and realize that your three-year-old is going to be charged $45.99 for crab legs as well. That shit happened to me on my birthday, dude. Fucking my birthday. My birthday.
Third birthday?
No. Like my last birthday.
Guns, he still holds bad memories from his third birthday.
No, my last birthday. Well, that too, but my last birthday. I was like, let's go. And my daughter's like, oh, well, let's go. You know, and I talked her into going to the fucking Silver Slipper buffet. And we got there. She was 11 at the time. They're like, oh, bro, she's $45 as well.
45.
Now it's like, fuck you. Like, right? We left.
What do you think she's going to eat?
Right. I think we ate in the other restaurant there. I was like, we're just going to get some vittles over here. I'm sorry for gosh. That.
No, that, no, that's no. Great.
Don't apologize. Thank you for that.
Next game is Eagles. I think the Eagles at
Philly
Eagles, and I think that's a win.
Definitely not a road trip I'm going to take because I don't want to go to Philly. That. But yeah. You know they're going with Hurts, right? Did they signed another quarterback, right?
No, Hurts is it. I mean, they might have, but I think they're going to go with Hurts.
They're definitely going to go with Hurts. So
coaching Philadelphia now.
Now, granted, Jalen Hurts did beat the Saints last year.
Did Jalen Hurts beat the Saints?
No. Jalen Hurts definitely beat it. We were not prepared for Jalen Hurts.
He caught us off guard.
Yeah, he did a lot of bootlegs. Our defense.
He did a lot of running, a lot of throwing. He caught us off guard.
Yeah,
bad.
They're not going to let that happen again. So,
hopefully, I mean, I do think we are a better team than Philly, and Philly seems pretty combustible. Apparently, the owner and the coach don't.
We have Peyton Turner now. He's not getting around that edge.
Okay. Speaking of the edge, so we have Thanksgiving night. Apparently, the Saints are the new holiday team. It's either Thanksgiving or it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's because we get the best ratings.
But I mean, for Thanksgiving night, I don't want to have to go to a Saints game on Thanksgiving Day. I know.
Is this the first home Thanksgiving game? Because the other one's been, okay.
No, we had one a couple years ago, and it disrupts all my Thanksgiving plans a little bit. I've got to do everything earlier, and I've already got two families.
I'll buy your tickets from you.
You have a second secret.
I am going because I'm excited to play. But this game is actually one of, if not the best home games we're going to have this year in Buffalo.
It's a marquee game.
I'm excited to play Buffalo.
I'd say the NFL got this one right, at least. I mean, take away like your prejudice against the Thanksgiving game at home for your own selfish needs. This is a game. I think this may be one of if the Saints live up to our expectations and Buffalo lives up to last year's performance, this could be one of the most watched games in the season.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about, because in terms of Saints road games, Buffalo is extremely high on my list to experience the tables and that. So to have some of these guys come down here, I would love to, even though there aren't as many tailgating spots.
Charge them $45.99 for a plate of shrimp, crab legs.
I'll give you $45.99 and you can get a table. You want to jump through the table, you do what you want. But I'm excited to experience some of the Buffalo fans down here and all the craziness to return the favor whenever, you know, in 4 years and go back up to Buffalo. I am kind of excited about that.
Let a guy sell your shirt to a guy.
let them lather you up in what do? They spray ketchup and mustard all over themselves.
What the hell goes on in Buffalo?
Psychopaths. It's cold, bored white people.
Well, cold too and much booze. And remember, you know, before last year, you know, they had a 20-year drought of after Jim Kelly, they kind of sucked. You know, it's been rough for them. So I get it, finding any way to
so that's going to be us. That's going to be New Orleans in 10 years.
It definitely might be.
I think we lose to the Bills. We lose that game.
I do kind of think that. I mean, if this is like, yeah, we're going to pick a game to lose. There. Buffalo's really good. Buffalo's really good.
Well, at least they weren't last year.
But the good thing is the following week, we get another Thursday home game because fuck me. Just what I need. not one, but two Thursday night home games, which totally fucks up my schedule.
This one's Dallas, and it's actually – I'm watching that one on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I thought you were watching it on your local Fox affiliate because you're in Cowboy Country.
No,
I'm going to watch it on Prime. To what extent do you think – like, where does Drew Brees come in a broadcast capability? Is he's – because it's Thursday night is –
Well, he's NBC. If anything, NBC, he would
No. This game is
he's only in studio.
Well, no, this is Thursday night, but it's still Fox. Thursday night is Fox. It's slash a Fox CBS. Game. Slash
right.
On the, Amazon, but it, apparently Thanksgiving this game is Fox on NBC. Broadcast.
He'll do something Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving game is on NBC.
Yeah, he'll be calling the Notre Dame game the next day or two.
Yeah, he's just going to be in studio.
He's not. Yeah, he's anything.
He can. Son, he's not taking a train.
He can do a pregame. He can do a pregame personal interest story interview or something with Sean Payton. Like what is he going to do? They've got to do some sort of like funny segment or fun segment.
What? Okay. You know what he's going to do? He's going to be in the Sunday night and NBC broadcast Football Night in America prior to the game on Thanksgiving. He's going to do. He's going to lead the huddle. He's going to lead the chant amongst all the fucking NBC crew.
Mm-hmm. Fuck them.
It's going to be bad, but whatever.
He needs to do it in the Superdome.
That's not going to happen.
You don't think? They save him for the playoffs, for the NFC Championship.
Well, there's
rumors. I think he does it in the Superdome.
There's
not
also
the NBC crew.
No, hold on.
He does it with the team.
Playoffs. They may save him for a future game this season, which we'll get to eventually down the line. But anyway, going back to Dallas, I mean, the Saints aren't going to lose. Dallas sucks. Dallas will suck. We're not losing to Dallas.
All right. They're getting Dak back. They're getting Dak back.
Win.
I'm going to go win.
We'll still
I think we'll win, but I think Dallas is going to be significantly better than they were this past year.
So then after that, we travel to New York. So if anybody wants to go to New York, we play the Jets.
No, thanks.
Going to New York's not a bad option, but I don't want to do it. Renee might, but I don't want to.
I think that's a win. I mean, we beat the Jets.
I mean, yeah, if we lose to the Jets, that'll be pretty bad. Things happen this season.
We lose Mormon the Jets, quarterback. We'll have been wrong about a lot of games before this game. All right, but this one's, noon game. All right, then another primetime game Sunday night.
At Tampa.
This is the rematch.
Of last year's game where we whooped them pretty bad.
Yeah, this one's on NBC. All right, Sunday night.
Jameis. Triumphant return to Tampa and defeats the most winningest Super Bowl quarterback of all time in Tom Brady in front of the Tampa crowd.
I like it.
Saints win that game. I say we split with Tampa. We lose at home, but we beat them in Tampa.
And we beat them at Tampa. And then, I do like the idea of Jameis going back to Tampa and really like stick it because this is the game he has marked on his calendar.
And he's going to have the hurt of the loss earlier in the year to him.
Ooh, I like that too. I like it.
All right. Good. That'll be give us a good Christmas.
We got a three-game winning streak going. We're going to beat the Cowboys, beat the Jets, beat Tampa.
Beat Tampa. I like it.
All right. And then we go to Miami on Monday night.
Monday night. But so
this Miami's at home on Monday night.
Yeah but here's the game where
– that's Andrea's birthday too.
Here's the game where Breeze comes out, does the Who Dat chant. Maybe this is when we induct him into the Ring of Honor. Against Miami, the team that let us, but the team that basically said no, and that's why Breeze came to us. That's
great storyline. Great like narrative.
I think there's a lot of that.
But I would think you do that for an Atlanta game.
Why do we care about Atlanta? They're peons.
You do that for your rivals. That's, it's homecoming tradition.
I don't see Drew getting inducted to the Ring of Honor until he's in the Hall of Fame.
Nope, I see him getting inducted in the Ring of Honor as soon
definitely
as possible.
Definitely not first year.
As soon as there's 100% attendance.
Right.
Once if you get 100% in the dome, he's in.
Yeah, if there's one guy to do it in the first year of retirement, it's him.
They're not going to do it first year of
retirement. Bullshit. They're 100% they're going to do it.
They're going to drag. They're going to this. If they're smart, they drag all this stuff out and they do each piece along the way. So like you could have like a retire his number celebration, and you could have a Ring of Honor celebration, and you can have a Saints Hall of Fame celebration. There's so many ways that you can bring him parade him in front of the crowd.
Either way, he will be here. He will be here for this game. I'll say that he will be here for this game for one of those options.
So you're stepping back from the Ring of Honor?
You say
Ring of Honor first year. This season he'll be in the Ring of Honor, is what you're telling me.
I think you're gonna get a lot of Drew Brees. I think like kind of like Jeff was saying, but not exactly. I think you're gonna see him there for Thursday night Thanksgiving broadcast. And I think you're gonna see him there come back, or you know, like that game he might do the chant. With the players or whoever,
is he going to still live
back to 100% capacity?
No,
yeah, he's
no. Well, he is going to have. He did buy a condo in the new Four Seasons.
Yeah, he's going to keep a place,
so he will have a permanent place. But I think him and his family will live in San Diego.
And in this Dolphins game, this Monday night, I could see them, you know, him coming back, and then they do the Ring of Honor deal there. I think when there's 100% attendance in the dome. You got to strike while the iron is hot. It's kind of retribution for not having any fans there last year. Like, yeah, it's a little unorthodox to put somebody. Well, fuck, there's no rules for the fucking Ring of Honor in the Superdome.
Who wants to do a stake bet? They don't put them in the Ring of Honor this season.
Except Bobby Hebert will not make it. That's the only rule.
As well, he should not.
Exactly.
I'll do a stake bet with you, Scott.
All right.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. I think I have too one bad, with Jeff.
Too bad, you can't,
have a Jeff.
Too bad you can't honor that at the Tennessee game and when we're in Tennessee.
Well, no, we might have already happened by then.
Right.
Jeff, don't we have a stake bet on something too?
I don't know. Probably.
We do from the last show. I don't remember.
I have to go back and listen to the tape. All right. Next
we're
going to
beat the Dolphins. We're going to beat the Dolphins.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So now I've got us on a 1-2-3-4 game winning streak after we beat the Dolphins.
Which is going to continue because we have Carolina
beat
at home.
The Panthers.
Panthers, and that's your noon game, Jason.
One of, thankfully.
Yeah.
But we need
at home.
More.
That's the day after. That's January 2nd. So we will have recovered from.
We know it sucks too. That could get flexed. If that's a big stakes game for both teams, that could get flexed, and Jason would have to go at night.
What?
That Carolina game is going to get flexed to Sunday night.
Well, I mean, like I'm already looking like we only counting that we have three We only have three home noon games. I'm disappointed. That sucks.
It's four.
No, we have the Giants. We have Atlanta.
Oh, maybe it was three.
And we have Carolina. That's it. Three home noon games. That's not acceptable. We need more.
Name Drew Brees.
All right, and then the last game, as finally the NFL gets something right, and they give us the Falcons. Except the problem is they gave them to us in Atlanta.
But that's so okay. The good thing is
second home.
We're gonna have more Saints fans there. But this could be Matt Ryan's final game as a Falcon.
I don't like that.
Why don't you like it? Because they're gonna go like because
they're gonna be motivated.
12 are they? Oh, come on, the Falcons motivated. When do they ever get motivated?
They'll make some stupid video.
Right. I mean, like Julio Jones is going to be hurt. Calvin Ridley is going to be hurt.
There.
It's going to be Matt Ryan with a Pitts. Kyle Pitts is going to be the only weapon. Now he'll be a big weapon, but that'll be it.
Okay. All right. So we win that game.
Sure.
11-6.
Is that what you got?
I've got 11-6.
So that's one thing I had to mention when I saw the other day I saw somebody do a prediction and the whole 17th game just like I'd forgot
throws
about
you
it.
Off.
Yeah, right. I forgot throws about off. It. I saw the number and it was just like my brain just couldn't handle it.
I got 13-4.
Really? I mean think about it, it's been 16 games since the year we were born in 1978. It has been 16 games.
I was born in 77.
Well, I'm sorry.
See, I'm gonna say 10-7 then is gonna be our record.
I got 13-4.
I think if Drew Brees gets you 13-4,
but the Drew Brees of last year wasn't that. He was, and he even said he was healthy for one game.
This is true,
you know, and that's the one thing. Like I get it. Like we're so used to having Brees, and that is part of the question coming this year is without having Brees, there's a lot of unknown. Okay, so but then
the 11 and 13. I mean, 11 and what is it? I don't even know how to map right. this anymore.
11 and 11 6 and would be it.
6 would be okay.
I mean, I kind of feel
maybe not the exact same wins losses that Gunn's, you know, predicting, but I could see 11 and 6 sounds believable.
I mean, there is a drop off in talent with some of the guys that we had to let go for cap purposes. So I do get that, but I do think a lot of people just assume, well, yeah, Jameis is going to throw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks, and we'll be 8-8. But with the extra season, we'll be with the extra game, we'll be like 8-9. I think there is room for growth for him, and I do think the offense was limited last year, and we didn't really realize it because as long as Breeze is quarterback, we just figured the offense was the same, but it wasn't. But I think 10-7. I kind of think 10-7 this year.
Right.
I have a bold prediction, sure to go wrong. We will either lead the league in deep passes or we will lead the league in pass interference called for us, like defensive pass interference, because of us throwing deep passes.
Well, number two is never going to happen.
I would go the other way, that we lead the league in offensive pass interference.
Oh, okay, I could see that too, but offensive pass interference.
And our defense will lead the league in pass interference as well.
all pass interference.
Yes. My point is, I think,
especially Peyton's if we sign Sherman,
is going to really open this up, and we're going to see a lot more deep balls this year than we've seen in a long time.
All right, so that's your schedule, everybody.
Well, Vegas has got us at 9. Vegas, the over-under number, MGM updated it tonight after the draft release. Right. 9 is the number that Vegas believes. You can get minus 110 odds going over 9.
I mean, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I mean, I think 10-7 is realistic. There is still a lot of talent here.
Yeah. All right, any final thoughts?
Wow. I'm excited for Nashville. We're going to have to start planning this soon because we played Tennessee, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and we didn't make it. It was at the end of the year. It was in late December and around Christmas. It didn't work.
I don't think a train's going to work. I looked up the train schedule. You have to catch a bus in Birmingham and take a bus from Birmingham to Nashville.
So either like Gunn and I will drive up from the New Orleans area and y'all can meet us in Birmingham and we go up, or we just fly, whatever.
If Dave he doesn't live, he's got to live close enough to be able to come too. Romero.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
he's in Kentucky.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, something.
I mean, we can collect the full Dome Patrol.
We'll have
any fans too that want to meet up.
Our UK friends will fly.
They
can
fly over. Yeah, if they are free and we can get some any fans who end up going to the game, we could do like a meetup. All hang out.
We definitely should spend a whole weekend in it, and hell, go up. Go up Thursday and spend.
And you know what's cool, Jason, is I think the last game that you and I had gone to at the same time together was Kansas City, like a away game, right?
Yeah.
And that's barbecue country. Well, Tennessee is also proud of their barbecue. So we get to do the Dome Patrol.
I'm on it.
Comparison.
Oh yeah. I'm on it.
Which I'm ready. Team has the better barbecue?
I'm probably Kansas City, but that's okay. I'm willing to try, but I'll go ahead and say Nashville probably has a better entertainment scene and maybe better, drinking establishments.
Probably.
But yeah, that'll be a very fun
spot. Yeah.
Where we got the Airbnb, it was a good, that little street. That was a good street.
Yeah. So that's the other thing we're going to have to find is the Airbnb.
We're definitely going to have to do research for sure. Mm-hmm. But we have plenty of time.
All right. But
I like it.
Anybody else? Final thought? Or is that pretty much everybody's final thought?
Yeah. I wish we had more noon games here, but hey, but look, the key is I'm excited to go back in the Dome when there are fans, because I do think it's going to happen. It's time. Does everybody have their shots?
I got my shots. I got it the hard way too. I'm doubled up.
Scott.
Nope. Not going to happen. Bubba.
Classics. There you go.
I'll probably get a shot when we go to Tennessee too. I'll get that Tennessee COVID vaccine. Ooh, as well. I'm a collector.
The variant.
I'm gonna get one.
Tennessee variant. All, I like
bro.
It.
I gotta, they inject barbecue sauce into. Right.
I've got a final thought. I want to do a couple of new things on taking the over this year, and one thing that's real, real important is I'm trying to get some philanthropy going and trying to raise money for a good cause. And so I, on the next series of Taking the Over, I'll tell a little bit more about that, but structuring up to where myself and then any listeners, any of those overtakers out there that want to donate some money to a 501c3k or whatever the fuck it is.
501c3.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I've put a lot of thought into this, but I can't remember the letters. Charity. And we're going to have a pretty cool, innovative way to do it and have fun and bet too.
Bitcoin? Dogecoin?
No, it doesn't involve any cryptos. We'll be donating crypto.
As long as you're not buying Popeyes for homeless people, I'm in.
Oh,
we're not going to do that. Okay, we're gonna try and get a little more to the root of the problem and attack mental illness with our charitable donations. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about that in the future. But it's something I've been working on. I think I got a plan in place. So should be fun. Tune in, hear that.
All right.
Excellent.
You can hear that right here. And that is all the show we have for you right now. And we're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show that you'll hear after all those games that we just finished talking about. The Dome Patrol Podcast, that's this show. The BS and Beer Saints Podcast. The Pelican Plunge, the Premier League Podcast. Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, just heard him talking about that. And the Tiger's Den with Scott in the Echo Chamber. Follow us each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at Dome Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, and at Tiger_Podcast. Follow us on Facebook for live streams. Just watch or search for Dome Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, there's Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Scott looking at the screen, donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.
See you later. Who's got the earth?